This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
KLUC-FM at HD1, Las Vegas. Broadcasting live from the Findlay Chevrolet Studios. It's the Chet Buchanan Show.
It's on every morning when I wake up. This is my station, and I love it.
On 98.5 KLUC. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Previously on the Chet Buchanan Show, there was great drama and intrigue yesterday as we were going into 8:30, 9 o'clock yesterday morning. There was a rumbling, mostly from Michaela's phone, that was.
Are you going to tell me? I didn't know. I thought you were setting it up. Yeah, it was. It was great. We got confirmed yesterday to perform at Elon Musk's party at Zouk inside Resorts World.
So let's go back just a little bit. So over the weekend, you may or may not have seen, they launched a rocket into space, and they were able to bring the rocket, the big booster part, they were able to bring that back and just set it. It's like you putting, if you have one of those little docking stations for your phone, that was what they did with the booster rocket thing.
Yeah, exactly.
It's incredible. It's life-changing. It's earth-shattering.
Yes.
It doesn't matter if you're one of those people that goes, Elon Musk, ew. That part has nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
Zero to do with it. So they did this thing in South Texas, and then the other part of the rocket, they literally just gently... Usually with these things, they just crash them into the ocean. They throw a parachute up on it. And
definitely the first time, the first try.
And hope for the best. And usually it just comes crashing down in the ocean. This is it. They just set it. Just nice.
Just like a baby.
And it all went perfectly. So Elon says, guess what? We're going to throw a party. We're going to Vegas. And in 24 hours... they set this whole thing up with Diplo.
Diplo.
They grabbed the roller skaters from Absinthe.
That's right. Yep, they sure did.
And guess who else they called? And so during the show yesterday, Michaela is negotiating all of this stuff that goes into, hey, we're going to do a show. Hey, kids, we're going to do a show. And it was you and your fiance.
Yeah, it was awesome. My
international
band.
Superstar DJ, Lisa Pittman.
Yes.
Your whole band.
Yes. It was amazing. Look, can I just say, like, I don't know what world I live in. I'm super grateful. I'm super excited. Like, it was really, really cool. I don't know that you've ever looked better.
That's so sweet. I've seen you where you've looked really good. I don't know that you've ever looked better.
That's it. Are you into that robotic look? No, that's silver.
I'm telling you.
I felt really, really cool. my fiance and I often work a lot together. She's our DJ for our band. And we do a lot where the band will play with the DJ before I come out. Just sure. sets the tone. It's really fun. We've worked with Elon before, so we've known him. He knows of our band and what we do.
That's why they requested you right yeah, out of the chute.
That's how they knew. Thank you, God. But we got to the event, and there's just something about luck. I didn't come from any money, okay? There is something about people that just have a lot of it.
Yeah.
That you just breathe it in the air.
Literal FU money.
It's literally insane. And it was just like these really fabulous looking people. We got to do our thing. Lisa is the number one Diplo fan in the world. So to watch her like open up for her favorite DJ was so exciting. It was just a really great vibe yesterday.
What time did you get to bed? Did you go to bed?
Yeah, we went to bed at midnight. Listen, once. Oh. Yeah, yeah.
Really? Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's, you know what? Never tell that story that way again.
I know, boring.
No. Are you kidding?
Listen, once you've played from once, it's no big deal. No, I was in bed by midnight.
From now on, that story is
a disappointment.
If you lean your head outside and listen, you can still hear the bass coming from Zouk Nightclub. And the party is still going. Michaela had to leave early.
Yeah, my band's still there.
Yeah, they're still playing. Yeah, you just had to step out.
Yeah, I said, listen, I got to do the morning show. Good night, Diplo.
Diplo's going on his fourth set right now. And whatever. They may not end until Thursday.
They may turn up KLUC inside Zouk right now. We don't know. They're listening to us as we speak in the club.
Now that's just ridiculous. Sorry to say that's probably never happening. Sure. I'm just saying. Sure. But we're proud of you, dude. Nicely
Thank
done.
Thank you so much.
Chet Buchanan Show.
My baby mom.
With the first pick. It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
This one's interesting to me, and we may do it twice today. We may hold this over for relationship rehab as well. But although... The more I look at it, the story is great, but I don't know if there's any other answer other than get out.
Uh-huh.
My cousin was invited to Nashville for her future sister-in-law's bachelorette party. Her sister-in-law gave her a fake itinerary. 702-364-9898. We'll do either tickets for Porter Robinson presents Smile, Blue Live Theater at Fountain Blue. That's going to be a party. Mm-hmm. So it's like an EDM thing, if you know who Porter Robinson is. In my head, I was thinking Craig Robinson, which is totally different.
He's so great.
Yeah, or Craig from The Office.
Uh-huh.
You know, Hot Tub Time Machine.
Yes,
I don't want to spin away on who Porter Robinson and Craig Robinson are. But so you can either do Porter Robinson presents Smile or Nick Swartzen, his show. They're both a Saturday. So you could choose. So... Cousin invited to Nashville for future sister-in-law's bachelorette party. Sister-in-law gave her a fake itinerary. She was left out of a majority of the plans. She spent money on a hotel, a flight, and everything else. Realized when she got to the hotel room alone and is like, where is everybody? Mm-hmm. That the rest of the party was out getting pedicured. And they didn't tell her.
I'm a little mind blown.
Yeah, I think I realize now I just did this for the story. Because is there really any other answer than leave now? She says her sister-in-law apologized, but thought that she would not get along with the rest of the bridesmaids because they're just more young and fun. Would you? So this is literally a yes. This is a yes or no. Would you leave immediately or would you stick it out?
With the first pick. It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
All right, Adrian, who you got?
Oh, we got Ariana Freiberg, North Las Vegas.
Ariana, thank you for getting up early. Thank you for calling the Chet Buchanan Show. We appreciate you.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
Cutie.
So two questions for you. Question number one. Cousin was invited to Nashville for a future sister-in-law's bachelorette party. Her sister-in-law gave her a fake itinerary. She was left out of a bunch of the plans. Hotel, flight, everything else. She gets there. She's like, where is everybody? They're off getting pedicures. they didn't tell her about the pedicures and God only knows what else that they didn't tell her about. She was extremely hurt. Her sister-in-law apologized but thought she wouldn't get along with the rest of the bridesmaids because they're younger and they were just, you know, more fun, whatever. Do you immediately pack your stuff and go home, or do you stick it out and are you still in the wedding?
Absolutely not. I'm leaving. Because, I'm sorry, what does pedicures have to do with an age?
Yes, sister! Everyone needs a pedicure.
Well, but
Everyone needs a pedicure.
Like, we just think you... And literally, do you think I'm so horrible? You know, that I can't get along... That I can't get along with you? Why did you invite me in the first place?
That's terrible. I don't even know, like... I would be so baffled. Why even invite me?
Honestly, as a sister, I'd call my brother and I'd probably bring it up to my brother because it's like, we're going to be now in the family forever and that's how you're treating me. Like, I don't really think that's cool at all.
Yeah, yuck. This stings forever, doesn't
it? Forever. You'll never forget it.
How do you think you're going to get away? And everybody thinks they're a master criminal and they can get away with everything.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Did you really think you were not going to get found out?
Red flag all over the place. Not looking good for the next 20 years.
One of your other idiot drunk friends wasn't going to blurt out that, oh, we got pedicure. Sorry you weren't there. You know, that they wouldn't.
Yeah.
Yuck. Just yuck.
Yep. It's gross.
The whole thing, yuck. Okay. Question number two. Would you like tickets for Porter Robinson Presents Smile EDM Party at Fontainebleau on Saturday? Or would you like Nick Swardson tickets for Saturday?
Porter Robinson.
Duh. Okay, it's happening. Hang on one sec.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
The morning show is better than coffee.
They're the best in the morning.
It's on every morning when I wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
Michaela, are you a Crocs person?
No. Okay.
Do you own a pair of Crocs?
God.
Do you own a pair of Crocs?
Yeah.
What color are they?
Black.
Does Lisa own Crocs?
Absolutely not.
She hates them.
Yes, I hate them, but someone bought them for me.
Crocs, I don't know if you've heard this, like flip-flops or slip-us, as they call them. Mm-hmm. Here's the Ninth Island. They're bad for you.
No, really?
No, they're really bad for you.
Why?
And they're especially bad for your kid. We all know we don't wear them because they're luxurious or because they look cool or because they're supportive or anything like that. They're just easy and we're lazy.
Okay, mine are a little comfortable though. I'm not going to lie. They're hideous looking.
They're cushy and that's part of the problem.
Yeah.
That's actually part of the problem. There's a new report out warning parents. You could be destroying your kids' feet. We've been hearing it for years. We've been ignoring it. And now it's again, like everything else that we've been going, oh, it's not a big deal. Kids will be fine. No, we're ruining their feet. A podiatrist says that she's seeing issues that kids and teens wearing Crocs all day, every day, structural issues like heel and arch pain. Hammer toe? Your kid's got hammer toe?
What's hammer toe?
Look it up. It's like your toe gets... No, your toe gets like deformed and weird and the nail goes all bad and everything. I got choked up just talking about it. Because you have to grip the shoe to keep them on and the other toes are overworking.
Yes.
And then you get... And you got blisters and you got all kinds of stuff. Stop wearing Crocs! Just stop.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. Ladies and gentlemen.
I just saw you with me out there.
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
There she is. Lizzie Penafiel's here from Vegas Pet Rescue Project. We've got to give Michaela a little bit of room this morning. Give her put up the bumpers. Give her a little bit of grace. She was out late last night partying with Elon Musk.
Oh.
Listen, I put on a nice show. I was in bed by midnight. It sounds so much cooler than it is.
I told you, never tell that story that way again. It sounds so lame.
It's I know.
We're home by midnight. Whatever. No. So Elon Musk flew, and forget what you think about the man. You know what I mean? Because some people go,
yeah.
For the record, you wouldn't turn this down either. You know what I mean? If you had the chance.
Yeah.
You wouldn't turn this down. Michaela had the opportunity to play their celebration party because after they landed, really It's amazing.
It was incredible.
That they landed the video. They landed the rocket back in the cradle. It's a game changer when it comes to space travel and space exploration and all that kind of stuff. And then, and honestly, Elon went, "We're all going to Vegas." and so they loaded everybody up from Texas, brought them to Vegas. They called Diplo. They called the roller skaters from Absinthe. Are we missing anybody?
Nope.
Is there anything
you
else?
You got it.
And they called Michaela and her band and her fiance. And so she performed for you. Literally a command performance for Elon Musk last night, which is really great.
Oh, you make me sound so cool.
You are so cool.
No, I'm not that cool, but I feel cool. Thank you so much.
But never tell the I was home by midnight. Never, no. God, no. That party's still going for all
know.
We know.
They're still going.
For all we
Lights
know.
Up.
Also still going, $50,000 reward for information leading to the arrest and prosecution of, as we look for justice for Reba!
Justice for Reba!
Anything new?
No update yet. You know, yesterday was Columbus Day, so.
Oh, yeah.
Indigenous Peoples Day. Thank you very much. That was the big fight on social media. It was like, everybody stop.
Yeah.
Honestly, we should just take them both. You know what I mean? And if all you're going to do is fight about it, guys, then you know what? Nobody gets nothing. Everybody goes to bed hungry.
Everyone has to go to school.
Yeah, that's right. But so I had a question, though, and this thing ended up working itself out. We had two more cats come into our backyard and try to adopt us over the weekend. Honestly, I was way closer to caving than my wife. Like, she was super emotional about it, but only because she knew that there was no way in the world that she was going to adopt these cats. I was kind of like, I guess we have four cats now.
Yeah.
You know, because it felt that way. Had we needed, and what ended up happening was a friend of ours said, "No, we'd love to take those cats. Are they nice cats?" We were like, "They're the best cats." They were like, "No, we'll take the cats." So they came and got them last night. Otherwise, how would we have mitigated this? Because you were my next phone call. Would you have come and got the cats, or would I have tried to load them into my car and then drive with them scratching me about the head and neck?
I would say absolutely. You could always reach out to us if we can come get them. Otherwise, the other rescue, Hearts Alive Village in Las Vegas, actually is really great because they have an actual cat. It's kind of like a little cat shop that you get to go to.
I got to tell you, I'm telling you that had they gone to a shelter or a facility or whatever you want to call it, I don't think my wife would have lived through it.
No way.
I really don't think so. And honestly, I was struggling with the idea myself, but all's well that ends well. So it's all good. All right. Well, let us know if anything happens. Obviously, again, justice for Reba. There's 50,000 reasons for somebody who knows something. There's a video out there of the car. There's a video out there. Sort of. It's grainy. Somebody used it the other day. They were talking about somebody on a satellite feed.
Sure.
On college game day. You sound great. You look like a finger painting. They look like a finger painting.
They do.
In the design. I wish we know more. But here's the thing. It's out there. The information's out there of who this is. And there's an address. There's all this other stuff. It's not what you know. It's what you can prove in court.
That's right.
Absolutely.
So reach out to us. Reach out to Metro. Actually, if you reach out to us, we'll just tell you to call Metro.
Yeah. Yeah.
Call Metro if you know. There's 50,000 reasons for you to do it. So,
shameless little plug, we will be our Halloween hounds today at 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Finley Subaru over off of Roy Horn Way. And supposedly, Alicia Clark from the Aces is going to stop by as well.
Nice.
Supposedly, maybe. I also heard Elon Musk might stop by. I don't know. He's in town.
He actually wrote us directly.
Yeah, DM'd her. Angeline sent it to me. DM.
That's awesome. I thought my headphones cut out just for a second. Did you say Halloween hounds?
Yeah.
What is that? Are we dressing our pets up? Is that what we're doing?
It's where you can find your new furry friend for an, to adopt.
Oh. That's so cute. Oh,
gotcha. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, say hi to my buddy Burton Hughes while you're over there at Findlay Subaru.
You got it.
Okay. We'll talk to you later. Have a good day.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The Jet Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning. It's on every morning when I wake up.
The morning show is better than coffee.
This is 98.5 KONUC.
I always love these days. Miley Kellogg is your four-time champ, going for win number five, hoping to retire as champion and get her name on the list of people that are going to get belts one of these days. You're feeling good, feeling good and feeling confident. You're the first champion that I recall since we started playing this game that has admitted to studying.
Oh, yeah.
To try to win.
She is.
Oh, at least I admit to my flaws.
No, that's not a flaw. That's awesome.
You deserve it even more.
That's a competitor. That's a champion. I like that.
Yeah, you're a girl.
Who is our challenger today, Adrian?
We got Amber Haynes from Centennial Hills.
Centennial Hills has re-entered the chat.
What's up, Amber?
Trying to go into a tie for third. Hi, Amber.
Hi.
You okay? You seem unsure. You good?
I'm very unsure.
Why? No, you're fine. This is, it's easy. It's pop culture. Okay, it's stuff you know. It's easy.
Maybe.
Make sure to buzz in with your name and don't answer until we call your name because you don't want to get, you may think that you buzzed in first, but you didn't hear the other person, whatnot. You don't want to give them the answer, right? So first one to three is the winner. And this is for all the marbles here. Your quizmaster is the one and only the entertainer to the stars. She said, I don't know if you heard, she sang for Elon Musk last night. So she's
I must have been quite the party.
Listen, girl, we tried. We made it happen. But now we're back for this party, baby.
Well, there she is, your quizmaster, the one and only Commissioner Michaela Gordon.
Comedian Theo Von accidentally played Miranda Lambert's ex-husband's song in an interview earlier last week. What is her ex-husband's name?
Oh, that's funny. Oh, you better get this.
Oh, my God. What is his name?
Shut up, dummy.
So, you know what? I'm going to give Miley a shot at it because it came up right as I was pushing the button. Miley?
Blake Shelton.
It is Blake Shelton. Wow.
Awkward.
Do you think, first of all, Theo's not playing the music. Second of all, that was no accident.
No way.
Did you hear it?
No, I didn't listen to it.
I wish we had the audio to play right now. That was no accident. That was meant to provoke. That was meant to,
Yeah, not good, though.
Champions up one zip.
This singer, known best for her hit songs Driver's License and Good For You, took a major fall on stage.
Miley.
Olivia
Rodrigo.
Yeah, it was Olivia Rodrigo. Dude, she was trying to get the
major
crowd.
Major fall.
She was trying to get the crowd.
That was part of my studying. I was like, okay, I was talking to my daughters on the way to school. I was like, hey, these are random things that happen in the news. Olivia Rodrigo fell in the hole on the stage.
So that's how you get the answers.
I look up.
Good for you.
On my way in the morning. I'm like doing my
Boy, this is a great story. That's really awesome. Thanks. Love it. Olivia was trying to run back and forth and fire up the crowd. How do you not know that somebody's in deep trouble?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I'm not sure who it is, whether it's her or whoever's the trapdoor operator.
Yeah.
But you would, I gotta believe. The story will come out. She's not hurt. She's fine. She popped right back up.
Mm-hmm.
But yikes.
Yeah.
That could have been like that dude in Monday Night Football. Where he got it, did you see that?
No.
Oh, the dude in Monday Night Football guy's leg broke. It was gross.
Oh,
it was,
no.
It was really gross, and that could have been Olivia.
It was bad.
Miley is up 2-0.
Who was the A-list actor who starred in the film The Hurt Locker that we spoke to yesterday about his foundation that helps children?
Miley
for the win.
Jeremy Renner.
Was it Jeremy Renner for the win? Yes, it was. And Miley is a 5-time champion on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. Amber, did we lose you?
No, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Well, no, actually, we heard nothing from you through the whole. That's what we were worried about. Well, give it another shot. Now you've had a look at it. Now you know what it is. Yeah, now there's nothing to be scared of next.
Yeah.
Time.
I guess so. Yeah. I kind of got my butt whooped.
Yeah.
That's okay. Miley's a tough competitor.
Miley's,
I'm eliminated. It's yours.
Yeah.
So, it's
yours. Have a great day, Amber. Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you so much.
And ladies and gentlemen, once again, Miley Kellogg.
Woo!
Southern Highlands.
Okay.
A 5-time undefeated champion. Oh, wait, I'm sensing the champion wants to give a speech.
I'm sorry to do it, but I just lost my momentum. It has been 3 weeks in the process.
Did it take 3? Yeah, she's our longest working competitor.
That's the heart of a champion right there.
Mm-hmm.
Just to stick it out until the end. Are you complaining about winning?
No, I'm so thankful. Once I won that first one, I was like, I got to just get through all the rest of the day.
You did it, sis.
Yes. Yes. All right. Hang on 1 second. We need to get some info out of you. And then there she is, Miley Kellogg, our 5-time champion on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. 2 new contestants tomorrow morning at 7:10.
Las Vegas is waking up with the Jeff Buchanan Show. Weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. 98.5 KLUC.
You ever have that situation where you go into something with a plan, but you really want to change that plan at the very last second?
Yeah.
That's me right now with the 177-second survey. I'm not gonna. But I'm hoping there might be time for a fourth question, maybe. Who's taking the survey?
We got Maddie Berry, St. Rose.
Which is really dumb because we've never even made it to the third question, hardly ever.
I know.
I don't know why today's going to be so special. But Maddie, you ready?
Hello, I am ready.
Hi. All right, clock starts now. Yeah, you are ready.
She is, sounds ready.
You're awesome. Is this lame or adorable? For her birthday, he bought her a star and named it after her. She thought it was so lame. Lame to the point of where she's talking about breaking up. Buying somebody a star for their birthday, lame or sweet?
Okay, I have to say lame. I don't think I would like that.
It's lame. But this really is one of those things that it's the thought that counts. You love this.
I love this idea. Oh my God, I would love it.
You've never heard of this before?
Never.
It used to be a staple of late night talk radio. God, there's someone you love in your life. Name a star after them. Nobody.
Or like a constellation or something.
Nobody's going to look up in the sky and go, hey, look, there's Michaela.
I would. I think it's sweet. Well, I'm also very easy to buy. It's a thought that counts for me kind of person.
No, and you may be the kindest person I know.
Aww.
You really might be.
Thanks, dude.
That I know. Well, and I guess I should have anticipated that you would go, no, God, I wish somebody. Well, guess what you're getting for your birthday this year?
Yeah, I like it so much.
Problem solved. We can go in. I'll sign the card from both of us.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Yeah, we're buying you a star.
Love it. I love that.
Now, for the record, I don't think it's breakupable.
Yeah, that's not fair either.
You're looking for a reason if you're breaking up for that. A friend of ours, well, we talk about her on occasion, our friend Hot Gabe.
Yeah.
Got a belly piercing freshman year of college.
Yeah.
And now she's 28 and she's wondering if she's outgrown it. is there an age limit? Let me, there might be multiple questions to this. Is there an age limit to the belly piercing? Maddie, you first.
I don't know if there's an age limit, but I've had two kids, so I feel like now it would be weird. But
yeah, the belly. You've got two kids. The belly piercing's done its job.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Look at me. I'm fun. Yeah. I'm edgy.
Totally. You know?
Michaela, is there an age limit on the belly piercing?
Oh, I hate to say, no, I think you can have it whenever you want.
Look, yes, but also no. You know what I'm saying? Look, you do whatever you want. It's not for me to judge. I don't care. In fact, that's, you know, people go, hey, well, what party are you? If I'm anything, I'm a libertarian. I'm a guy that goes, just leave me alone.
Sure. Yeah. Well, listen, I came from the era where everyone got their belly pierced because Britney Spears had it in that Slave mm-hmm. for You video.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like if you want to hold on to that, girls, hold on for dear life.
Sure.
Because I am.
Sure. But,
100%.
We also reserve the right to mock you. So just know that that comes with it. You can't. No.
Why?
No.
Don't mock us.
Well, not to your face.
Okay, behind our back's fine.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
Sure, yeah.
You still have a belly. Do you have a belly pierce?
Yeah, but I don't wear a belly button ring. Only because it gets caught in my jeans still. I don't know how we ever lived through that time in our lives. Literally not a jean in sight that hasn't caught that belly button ring.
Oh, so there's a hole, but there's nothing in it?
Yes.
Oh, well, yeah, you can't do anything about that.
No.
Right?
Yeah, it hasn't closed up. I don't think.
Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
You haven't stuck anything in there.
No, we haven't. Maybe I'll try.
That sounded weird. Yeah, that did sound weird, didn't it, Maddie? Okay.
I really do
want to get to this one, though. So a friend of ours is very excited that his sister has become a licensed massage therapist. And they're like, why are you so excited? There's some radio friends of ours, honestly.
Yeah.
And he literally was really excited. And I like this dude a lot. And even I was going, this is too much. Is he playing it up for the show, right? And he wasn't. He was legit that fired up. And they're like, why are you so excited? You know, well, I'm happy for my sister, first and foremost. But second of all, free massages! And And I threw up in my mouth a little.
Ah. I know, I'm thinking about it now. I wasn't, now I am.
Are you are you cool with the rub down from your sister?
No, no, not at all.
If your brother became, do you have a brother?
Yes, I do have a brother.
Okay, if he became a licensed massage therapist, maybe he's the greatest massage therapist in the world. Are you?
No, I don't think so. I think that would be so weird. Yeah. No.
I never thought about it until right now. And if my brother got his masseuse license, no. It kind of skeeves me out just thinking about it.
Icky.
I know. God, I'm going to think about this all day. Thanks, Chet. Gross.
God. Well, first of all, you're welcome.
Yeah, thanks.
Second of all, Maddie, have fun at Coldplay, all right?
Thank you.
I know I say this to a lot of people because I really do mean it, but you really are great. I wish you would call more often.
Thank you.
Yeah. Will you please call more often? Okay, good. Hang on one second. Earlier today, on the first pick, we had an issue. She got a fake itinerary for the bachelorette party. She was left out of certain activities, which, what the?
Mm-hmm.
So the question really is, if you got a fake bachelorette party itinerary, don't you just leave right away and not take part in the wedding under any circumstance? That's where we landed earlier.
Yep.
But maybe we ask the question again and maybe there's another side to it.
Sure.
But I don't see how.
At all.
Relationship rehab. And we'll pay you off with Joe Coy tickets. All right. All of that coming up. Hang on.
Love the way to do get me started.
Live from the Findlay Chevrolet Studios.
Home of the
world. KLUC FM and HD1 Las Vegas. It's the Chet Buchanan Show.
In the mornings, in the car.
Love it. On 98.5 KLUC. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! Hang on a second. Relationship rehab coming up in just a minute. This is wild. Can I tell you, Angela, I've done this show a long time, okay? Long time. Mm-hmm. Long enough that I don't even really like talking about how long I've done this show. Because then people go, ah, man, you old. And I'm like, I don't feel, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I know what you're saying because I've listened to you for more than half my life.
Well, so that's great.
we'll leave it there.
Happy 18th birthday.
thank you.
I've never heard this story. I've never heard of this happening. So what just happened to you?
I'm coming home from dropping the kids off at school. I'm driving down my street, Annie Oakley. I see something in the gutter, and I'm like, what is it? I drive by, and I was like, well, that kind of looks like an urn. So I'm like, I drive by it, and I was like, oh, I have to turn around. I have to see if it's an urn. I turn around, I park, and it's an urn. It's an urn with ash. Like, there's a person in there. I opened it up because when my father passed away, I left his information in there.
Oh, yeah.
I opened the urn up and there's no information in the urn.
And then you sneezed and it went like a sitcom.
Oh, God.
Everywhere in my not-know. Oh, my gosh. I was holding my breath. Let me tell you, I was holding my breath because I did that with my dad's ashes. So I lesson learned with dad. So I brought the urn home. I don't have any weird energy. I don't feel any weird energy from it at all. The only thing is I can't stop laughing and I don't know. So I bring it home. I sanitize it because it was in the gutter. You know, I don't know where this urn's been.
Like the outside. Well, obviously the outside.
That was a dumb question.
I was like,
I gave him a quick
little bath.
You know,
sorry.
I don't want to say, but a quick little bath in the sink. But, so I disinfected it. I post some things on Facebook. I don't know what to do in this situation. I have my dad's ashes. So I put my dad's ashes next to this guy, a person's ashes. So they have company. You know, I don't want anybody to feel uncomfortable in my house.
I'm screaming.
That's the greatest.
This whole story is taking me on a journey, and I just want to stay on the ride.
Did you offer him a drink? Did you offer him a beverage?
Actually, I did. I've been talking to them. I made them a cup of coffee and myself.
I've done
introductions. I don't know what to do. I've found random things before, but this is like a full urn, like full of ash.
What do you do with somebody?
Yeah.
Okay, you found an urn. What do you do with it?
So that's why I reached out to you guys, because you guys are literally in everybody's car right now.
God, I wish that was true.
I feel like it is.
We're in a few.
Thank you, sis.
Maybe a couple. I mean, it is a Tuesday. It might be a little slow.
I mean, I've never heard of anything like this before.
I literally don't have an answer.
And I usually even have a joke. I've got nothing.
I usually have a pretty good idea of what to do. I usually have a solid idea. Take it to the police station. What are they going to do?
Yeah.
Take it to the fire station. Yeah. What are they going to do?
Do you just put it on Facebook and say, like, hey, I found this?
Well,
share?
She already did that.
I did that. I didn't put, like, details to it because I know there's a bunch of weirdos and stuff out there. So I just said, I found, an urn near Russell Road, So do I put found? I don't know what to do. This urn is sitting on my counter with a cup of coffee next to my dad's ashes.
Maybe it was meant to be. Maybe your dad needed somebody to hang out with.
I feel like that. I take care of all the elderly people for a living.
Stop it. This is okay. Look, we had Gary Spivey on this show for enough years. No, that's one of your patients has come back to visit you. I'm telling you, I'm not a psychic, but I've heard enough of this stuff.
Yeah.
I also can't get past the fact that you don't want to tell too much on Facebook because you're worried about the pervos that are going to do freaky things with the ashes.
Mm-hmm. This story is still I don't know if I want to cry or laugh because it's so touching and funny.
Okay, but what do you do? Let's go back to that. What do you do, Michaela, right now? Put yourself in Angela's shoes. What do you do?
Okay, you did the right thing with the Facebook. Maybe I'd add a few more details just in case someone's looking for it, in case it fell out of someone's car. Yeah, do like a photo of it. You gave it a bath, so it's ready to be photographed. And I think that calling us was the next best thing. I mean, I'm never speechless in my life.
My guess is that somebody that is stolen goods, and that somebody went, this is not cool, and left it out. Said, I don't need this.
Sure. Or just rolled out of someone's car into the gutter.
No.
The stolen goods, I totally believe.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, that happens all the time. People just dump stuff, out.
Sure.
I can't stop laughing.
I know.
Hang on. Karen has an idea. Karen, what do you think?
I think she should start calling mortuaries in the area and just describing the urine to them and ask them if it looks like one of theirs that they sold.
Yeah, but don't they give you like a booklet when someone passes and there's like, they could look like, it could be the same of many. You know what I'm saying? My grandma passed away.
I think so too.
We got to look at all the urns, unfortunately, and it's like a very generic.
Is it distinctive, Angela?
No, it's like something like she said, like you go in a book and you can just pick one out. There's no special engraving.
And no name on it, nothing?
Nothing. And I don't want to be disrespectful. I'm sorry. I'm going to leave the room when I say it.
Of course.
The urn's kind of like a basic urn. Sorry. I had to leave the room. I don't want to disrespect.
Oh, no, because your house is about to get sucked into the ground. Because that, yes. Oh, if, yeah, be very
it's
careful.
It's not going to get sucked into the ground. I promise you.
No, you know what I'm saying.
This is my life calling it to take care of the elderly and even when they go into their next
life.
That's
wild.
I'm telling you.
No.
I'm telling you. That's one of it. Don't you think that, Karen, is that that's one of her old patients?
It definitely could be. I totally believe in that stuff too.
Mm-hmm, me too.
All right. Call the morgue's a good idea, but I just don't know where you're going to get. You know what I mean? They're going to be. It's not like somebody's going to go, yep, that's one of ours. That's the BR579.
Yeah, I know.
Amanda, what do you think?
I think she should do whatever she can to, find the owners. But
sure.
There was a bunch of a story on the news about an urn being found or lost. Wait. So I would
look up.
Wait, what?
I want to say it was Channel 5.
Recently?
Somebody's car got stolen. Yeah, a couple weeks ago, there was a car that got stolen, and they lost this urn.
And someone went on the news and talked about it?
Yeah, because it was important to them, so there was, I want to say Channel 5. I'm almost sure.
And a car was stolen.
I'm checking their app right now.
This is nuts. So a car was stolen. The urn was stolen. An urn has been found.
Hey.
Yeah.
To Angela's point, Amanda, that's great information. We'll track that down. To Angela's point, I know that a lot of the reporters and stuff that are out when they're, you know, out doing stuff and between their live hits, they're in the van and they listen to us. Somebody from Fox 5 has to call us. Right
yes,
now.
Please.
And we have to track this down. Or I'm
like kind of down the street from Fox 5, and I'm almost half tempted to go there now that I know that there's this story.
Well,
yeah.
Let's make sure it was them. It's funny that she mentions that. I seem to remember somebody saying that too about a car being stolen and the urn being in it.
That's wild.
And so wouldn't it make sense that they would go, yeah, let's just get rid of this thing. Let's get it out here where somebody will find
it. Put it outside. What are they going to do with it?
I'm not finding it. All right. I'm calling the newsroom. You know what? Grab Angela's number. We'll call you back if we find anything out. Okay.
All right.
And thanks for calling us, dude. What a wild story.
Yeah, that's amazing. All right, hang on one second. Okay, yeah, let me make a phone call really quick and see if we can track down the story behind the story.
Oh my God. Nice.
It's wild. 25 years, never before.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You sit in traffic now, but later there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning.
I laugh all the way to work.
Whenever I'm in the car, I'm just laughing the whole time.
98.5 KLUC.
We should have kept Angela with us.
Mm-hmm.
We should get her. Can we get her back? Can we get her back, Adrian?
All right, we'll call her right now.
Not this second. It doesn't have to be this second, but we should have got... Man... So I was on the phone with Fox 5 and they were like, yeah, we did do a story about
that.
But then my phone started blowing up with, and thank you to everybody who reached out, that apparently that particular urn that got stolen along with the car got reunited with its proper owner.
Sure.
What is it with the missing with the urns?
I have no idea. I'm going to be honest with you. You've been doing this 25 years. I'm 6 months in, but I've never heard of anything like this either. I mean, my God. And I keep up to date with a lot of weird stuff.
I thought I'd heard it all, but now.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what else to do. Ashley, what? Okay. So what? Honestly, what should Angela do with this urn?
Gosh, I'm sitting here racking my brain trying to figure out.
I know.
I don't know. It's crazy, but I feel like this is all of us now. Now we're all in this together. Let's find the owner.
Totally. Yeah. Because it's also ultimately like someone's loved one. Like yes. I would want the ashes of my loved one back. We all would.
Absolutely. And it does make sense that it was stolen and they were like freaked out. So they're like, let's put this on the side of the road.
Exactly. Yeah.
You want to throw a plot twist into this? Are you mouthing to me that Angela won't pick up?
She didn't pick up. No.
Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, God. Well, maybe she's talking to the.
No, I told you her house is going to get sucked into the ground.
Oh, Lord.
I told you.
What have we started?
I'm sure this isn't an extravagant like Halloween decoration in someone's house in the neighborhood that like blew away or something. I don't know.
Maybe? No.
Blew away in what? There's no wind. Blew away.
Fair enough.
And it's in like a hard wooden thing, I think.
Oh, that's interesting. In your mind, what are you envisioning?
Because
I'm envisioning metal with handles on it and a lid. And all of that. You're envisioning wooden box?
I'm envisioning like a little wooden box, no handle, lightwood.
I think she'd say box instead of urn.
Fair enough. But also when I lost my dog, they put him in a little wooden box. So maybe that's why I was thinking of that.
That's not an urn. That's a box.
Yeah.
But I hear where you'd make that. I get why you'd make that connection.
Sure.
I see that.
Yeah. Okay.
Angela is back. She is alive on line one.
Oh, thank God.
We'll see about that. Ashley, thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you too.
Right, we'll see. Is it metal? Is the urn? It's an urn.
Yeah, it's like metal.
Oh, she's tapping it. You can hear it.
Are you playing with it right now? Well, I don't know why you're messing.
I'm trying to wake him up. That's what I'm trying to do. Like, hey.
Stop it.
Oh my God, Angela, please be my friend in real life.
We will be friends in real life. That's totally fine. If you don't mind kids.
You know what I don't mind? You know what I don't like? I don't like haunted people, which you're seriously treading into that territory.
Gary Spidey's not a haunted person, right? He's not scary.
No. Listen, it might as well truly be one of your old patients. This is so wild.
I wish he would return my calls. He hasn't returned a call or a text in a year.
Who?
What?
Spivey.
Oh, you're talking about the psychic.
He was, it's a long story. But I'm going to try and track him down one more time just to see if we can talk to him about this.
We have someone on the line who's missing an urn.
Stop. You guys.
Wait a minute. Mandy, have we possibly solved this mystery? Where did you lose your urn?
It's literally, it was floating around in Vegas somewhere. So, like, she said Annie Oakley, and I was like, what the heck? That's crazy. So, I was like, what are the odds
that my
mom was just floating around out there?
Ask the urn if it's Mandy's
it's
mom.
It's a very masculine urn. So when she kept on referring to he, I don't know if she's referring to her dad or the actual urn. So I'd have to see what the urn looks like. But but I'm literally on my way. I'm on St. Rose right now. I work at the bank, but I just was wanting to know if this is my missing mom.
What is it? What is your, Mandy? What is, Angela's on the phone. She can hear you. Mandy, what does your urn look like?
So it's a smaller urn, and I haven't seen it in a while. Like I said, it's my brother's. So that's why I was saying, like, maybe we can, you know, get each other's contact information so I can at least physically see it. But I just had to ask. I just had to call and be like,
yeah.
Hey, Angela, does this
my
sound...
mom, like, or half of her, because...
Angela, does this sound...
It's a pretty big urn. It's, like, taller than the size of a bottle of water.
Okay.
It's pretty. It's one of the bigger urns.
That doesn't sound very big.
Gray?
No, it's not black. It's a distinctive. It's an action. It's like a color.
Oh.
Okay, I got you.
So it's not.
Yeah,
it doesn't sound like it's a match.
It doesn't, but at the same time, like I said, I'd have to physically see it. But if she's not comfortable, I completely understand. I just wanted to go off on a limb and see if it was my missing mom.
Angela, can we? Angela, do you mind?
I wonder. And when you said that, it was like, it's funny that you have it in her house. She had so much personality, like it's just ridiculous. And I was like, what are the odds? So it's not understandable, but hey, like I just.
Angela, can we? Do you mind if we repost what you posted on social?
Oh no, go ahead.
Okay, so we'll do that. Mandy, follow at 985KLUC, and then we'll repost
okay,
the picture.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. And then hopefully we find this missing person.
Yeah, and hopefully we find yours too, Mandy.
Yeah, and hopefully you get
mom.
Yours too.
Like,
yeah.
I know.
Who?
I mean, I've never stayed at one place, so it's okay. I know she's out there.
Oh, my God. Mandy, thank you so much for calling. Have a good day.
Thank you, Mandy.
Don't worry.
Thank
you, Mandy. Too.
Oh, God.
What a turn of events.
Now I want to go look for Mandy's mom if this isn't Mandy's mom.
Angela, I'll see you out there.
Here we were worried about somebody getting a fake itinerary to a bachelorette party. That was our concern 20 minutes ago. And now, okay, so here's what we'll do. We'll share your picture. So we'll get off the air and get your information and whatever. And we'll share your picture. And then, let's meet back here tomorrow then.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Wild. Just wild. All right, Angela, hang on a second. This is crazy. No, we'll find this. We'll track this.
Yeah, no. I'm just, wow.
Get Fox 5 back on the phone. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Jeez. Not on my bingo card today.
Who had lost / found urn on their bingo card for today?
Wake up, get up, take me everywhere you go.
The Chet Buchanan Show. Listen live on the Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app and listen anywhere.
Hey, were we able to get Angela back on the phone?
Yes, live one.
Oh, thank you, buddy. I appreciate that. She, Angela found an urn earlier today,
mm-hmm.
and we were trying to get it back to its rightful owner. Have you, did you share yet?
No, I haven't shared yet. I'm getting DMs and texts. People are fascinated by the whole show today, but particularly this story. Yeah. And I know people want to give advice. They want to help, but no one really knows what to say. It's insane.
Yeah, well, we're trying to figure out how to get the urn back to its rightful owner. And obviously, it'll be super if the right person reaches out. You know what I mean? There'll be no question.
Yeah.
I don't think because this is not... It's not your run-of-the-mill urn. One other thing, Angela, I know you've got a lot on your plate right now, but do you think you could find some time on Friday, November 8th to go see Joe Coy at T-Mobile Arena?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Just
a little off day. You find an urn, and then you're going to go see Joe Coy. So it's like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
The spirit in the urn spoke to us and said that's what we should do is give you those tickets.
Felt right.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, and said they've really enjoyed hanging out with your dad.
So weird.
Okay, good.
November 8th. Okay, that gives me time to...
Sure, yeah, clear your schedule. Clear your schedule. See if the urn is okay with it.
Yeah, or bring it as a plus one.
Yeah, or be, yeah, that could be, you've got
I
to.
I will, if I don't want that. If this urn is not found, I will definitely take it with me.
Well, you've got time to think about that.
No, because you know what? When I got married, I had my dad's ashes on my back because I couldn't find a small urn. So when I got married, I looked like Dora the Explorer with a backpack.
Oh, my God.
Back.
If I couldn't love you anymore, I'm literally fascinated and obsessed with you.
Yeah, and?
I will send you the picture. You can see me in my wedding dress with a black backpack and my dad's in my backpack because he couldn't, obviously, he couldn't walk me down the aisle.
Yes.
You are fantastically nuts.
Oh, my
and
God.
And I like it. Yeah. That's great.
Here's the thing. The only reason why I got married is because the Dodgers won the World Series. Because I made a promise to my dad that I would marry once the Dodgers won the World Series.
Oh, good God.
So I won the World Series after he passed away. Then I kept my promise.
And that's very sweet. That's all very sweet. All right. Hang on 1 second. And then, and we'll meet back here tomorrow and see if we can find the rightful owner of the urn, which is so weird. And if you missed it, she found it on Annie Oakley and just picked it up and then didn't know what to do with it. So she called us. And quite honestly, we still don't know what to do with it.
Yeah. Nobody does.
It's not hers. We don't know whose it is. We don't know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we'll try and figure it out and we'll get back with you later.
The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Kayla, you've heard the old saying, oh, it cost me an arm and a leg. Oh, my God.
My grandma said it all the time.
You ever wonder how much that it really is?
An arm and a leg?
Apparently, it's $90
million.
Okay, this is a serious story, just so you know. It's serious. But here's how we know that an arm and a leg is $90 million. However, again, get ready, this is not... I know, which makes it worse. Now we've got the church giggles. That's great. Now
you can't start with it serious.
We're like, don't look at me right now, because we looked at each other and started to laugh. And
immediately.
Then, great. Well, okay, how'd you guys get fired? Well.
Stop. Just tell me.
6 years ago, this dude was drunk in New York City. 56-year-old drunk guy fell onto the subway tracks. Train operator didn't stop in time. Train ran him over. He lost a leg, lost his hip joint, and most of an arm. He survived, but he's unable to work, so he filed a lawsuit against the MTA. What's that? Manhattan Transit Authority?
I don't know.
Probably.
I guess.
He won. And the court awarded him $90
million. Wow.
In a literal sense, they ruled that an arm and a leg is $90 million. Yes, the guy had been drinking. But the court found that the train operator would have had time to stop the train had he pulled the emergency brake in time.
Oh, see?
Then the driver also admitted that he saw people on the platform that were waving at him. He goes, stop, stop. And he did see something on the tracks, but he just thought it was a bag of garbage, which is kind of a daily occurrence. Huh. So, and he also admitted that he should have braked and apparently did not. So, whoop, and there you go. During the trial, an expert estimated that the victim's lifetime medical expenses alone could reach $17
million. Yeah.
So, they gave him $90 million, and therefore, now you know... That's how much it is. So, yeah. So, what's that? About a cart and a half of groceries these days?
I guess.
Eggs. If you get eggs, it's, yeah.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
The morning show is better than coffee.
They're the best in the morning.
It's on every morning when I wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
Back in the day, did you ever pull pranks, Michaela?
Oh, my God. Still do.
Yeah.
Love pranks.
Anything you're willing to admit to?
Oh, God. Recently, younger. Yeah. I got in so much trouble one time.
Tell me.
I took the air out of my cousins taught me how to use a rock to take air out of the tires
to
on someone's car.
Push the stem down. Yeah.
And I did it on my uncle's car. I thought it was
just
so funny.
Just because you thought
funny.
It would be funny?
Well, I was 8. He didn't think it was funny at all. He was actually pretty mad.
That's so funny. Your brain's not even fully formed yet. Your brain's just like...
That's why I thought it was a good idea.
Mushy. Well, so those are the things we used to do. A buddy of mine... A guy, my one and only roommate until I got married, had a crush on this girl and thought it would be great to go saran wrap their doors, which turned us into saran wrapping their whole house. And then we set up 1,000, I'm not kidding you, 1,000 army men and that were basically attacking their house.
Stop.
Yeah. And I don't know why she still didn't go out with him, psycho. I mean, when you look back on it. But now, the pranks have gone to another level, and it's not surprising that this is what kids do now.
Yeah, they've taken it too far. There's a vacuum, a robot vacuum, which I have and I love. But apparently you can make it say things now, and it's yelling racial slurs.
Well, only from the, 'cause of the hackers. So these guys, they hacked into it through the speakers that are on board, and they couldn't think of anything, you know,
clever,
anything really funny to do. Mm-hmm. So what do kids do? They just yelled out racial slurs. However, the part that they didn't realize is that when they were yelling, like, it was too much for the speaker to handle. So the victims say that it sounded just like a broken up radio signal with snippets of a voice. So how did they really know that it was racial slurs?
Yeah.
I mean, maybe they heard part of something. I don't know. It definitely could have been worse because there are cameras on these things, right?
Yeah, they're cool.
But no indication that they were able to access that. So it's just kidding. Instead of a,
it's
instead
just kids of being stupid.
Yeah, instead of ding dong ditch, they did this. Ugh. I had friends that once they started doing speakers at drive-thrus, hacked into the frequencies, and then would basically tell people all the reasons why they didn't need to make the order that they were making. I went along with and have witnessed this happen, but did not participate.
Yeah, no, you would never do something like that.
Oh, no, I would. I was worried because I was on the radio in Seattle, and I was worried that they would know.
Your voice?
Yeah, because that would be the one time. It's never when you
listening.
Want them to recognize you. It's always when you don't want them to. Yeah, you probably don't need the large fries. And they'd be like, is this Chet Buchanan?
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Hey, it's The More You Know. Before we go, how about this one? A lot of the great inventions came up by accident, right?
Yeah.
Tea bags, for example. 1908, a salesman in New York sent samples of tea to people in silk bags, and they didn't know any better. They just thought you were just put that you just throw the whole thing in the water. And that's how it caught on.
Yeah, but that's so smart because if you didn't get in your teeth, you couldn't take it out. It'd be too much brew. Genius.
Yeah, and if you didn't always have a little tea brewer deal thing, because I guess that's how you used to do it.
Exactly. You wouldn't be able to control the caffeine.
That's great. Who's Hootie and Hootie and the Blowfish, Michaela?
The lead singer.
Darius Rucker?
Yeah.
No. Who's Hootie and Hootie and the Blowfish?
I have no idea. That would have been my guess.
Hootie and the Blowfish were the nicknames of two of Darius Rucker's friends in college. One had big eyes and looked like an owl, Hootie, and the other one had big cheeks, the Blowfish.
Oh, I love that!
And it just became, they just liked it and made it the name of the band.
Yeah.
So neither Hootie nor the Blowfish, but everybody just thought Hootie was the, you know, was the black guy. And then the Blowfish was
the band. Absolutely.
Yeah, not at all.
Oh, I love that.
That's it. Let's get out of here.
Let's
what do you say? It's been a big 24 hours. So, is today low key for everybody?
Yeah. No, I'm singing at the Lakers game tonight. Preseason.
What?
Yeah.
Doing the anthem?
Yeah, playing ball.
Or just
because it's at T-Mobile Arena, correct?
While they're running around, you're like, and then the ball goes to LeBron.
Hey, Chet, come over here.
He shoots for three. That would really be funny. Musical play-by-play. There's something to it.
I love this.
No, it's a really bad idea. But could be a TikTok channel. I'm just saying. Adrian, what are you doing?
I'll be at the Lakers game as well. So we'll
in an official capacity.
Yes, in an official media capacity, I'll be there covering the game.
Is it odd that I'm the only one of the three of us that's not going to the Lakers game? It just seems like something I would be at.
It does.
Might be LeBron's final Lakers NBA preseason game in Las Vegas.
Yeah, until he owns the team. Until he owns the team here. All right. Well, cool. That's fun. I expect a full report tomorrow morning. Everybody have a great day. Oh, by the way, follow me on social at Chet Buchanan, C-H-E-T-B-U-C-H-A-N-A-N. Follow us for all your Laker courtside action at 985 KLUC. Follow Adrian.
On TikTok, on Instagram, at Heavyweight Radio. No plug of the podcast. Just go Guardians.
Why no plug of the podcast?
Because bigger things are on the surface right now, and that's baseball for me.
Oh, your personal podcast.
Yes.
Yeah, never mind the Chet Buchanan Show podcast.
Yeah, forget
on the Odyssey
podcast,
app. Forget
losers.
About that. Forget about that.
I always say that out of the kindness of my heart, and I'll do it again. Download the Odyssey app because it's for free, and you can check out the Chet Buchanan Show.
Out of the kindness of your heart, do we have to put that in writing that you have to? I mean, these are the people that pay us to be here right now.
This is true, and they can hear us 24/7 on the Odyssey app.
On the Odyssey app, out of the kindness of his heart. You think he's doing us a favor? I didn't know.
Hey, but a big.
Hey, but he's doing us a favor.
It's a favor.
All right, then.
Follow me at Mikayla Gordon, M-I-K-A-L-A-H. And yeah, I'll have all the Lakers info for you.
Yeah, we'll see you tomorrow. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
Be easy.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.